Here's something we hope you really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
All right, there we go. It's a live show. I don't know where the hell the mute button is, but I'm excited to be live right now with my friends, Nick and Sam. I'm going to bring them on in just a moment. They're from over at Bullhorn. And so today we're going to be talking about what is Bullhorn and why is it going to be useful for podcasters and why has it become easily one of my favorite platforms. So if you're joining me over here on Clubhouse, really appreciate you. I see John, I see Nee. If you're over here on the Bullhorn platform, I appreciate you as well. And then anywhere else you're watching, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, that's it. I think that's all. I think that's all the places. So, got a really fun show lined up for you today, and hopefully all the tech is working. Let me know if it's not, because, you know, you get over here with some app developers, and you start testing stuff out, and you're like, hey, well, check this out. What about this? What about that? How can I run my whole brain and put it into my Rodecaster and put it on here so I don't have to think for myself? And it starts getting all messy, and then I screw stuff up. So, I think we got it, though, so I'm pretty excited about that. And appreciate everybody jumping in. So I'll kind of rip through a couple of segments here, and then we'll bring the guys on, and we'll start talking about Bullhorn. So appreciate it. And if you're over on Clubhouse, really appreciate you guys jumping on and pinging some people in the room. This is a new club that I'm building, so I usually run this in a different club. But before we jump into it, let's talk about a little creator highlight segment. Then, if I remember correctly, here we go. This is Jonathan Gabby of the Marketing Distilled podcast. Just relaunched his podcast, redid all the artwork, all that fun stuff. And so give a little shout out to Jonathan. If you're into marketing, you want to know more about it, be sure to reach out to him. This is what Creating Daily is all about, is highlighting other creators and helping each other on this path of creatorship and all that fun stuff. And by the way, this is brought to you by OneSheet. OneSheet is the little crappy PDF away that you have, because OneSheet is going to be your go-to when you're trying to get booked on more shows. It's a literally just a creator, press kit. So just send them your link to your website and go check mine out. It's on my Instagram. Follow me while you're over there, and then you can do that as well. So really, really appreciate you guys doing that. And my friend Brent is going to be on the show next Tuesday, so be sure to come next Tuesday to learn how you can show up just like a pro. All right, now let's talk about a little bit of news here.
That's news to me.
Creating Daily. Man, I love those stingers. I can get a little drink of water. I can do the thing. So some news. I'm going to keep this one pretty quick, but we got Ecamm Live. I'm using Ecamm actually in this live stream right now in this video, and they just released their 3.10 release, and I've been taking it for a test drive for a couple of weeks. I've been in the beta group, but I hadn't really been doing it very much, and I took it for a test drive, and wow, that's all I got to say is wow, they get some really cool stuff over there. One of the things that's notably mentioned is the virtual microphone. So if you've been using Ecamm to any extent in the, you know, you're like, ah, this sucks, I can't bring in audio from Ecamm, you can now do that. It is a little tricky, though, and you got to figure that out when you're working with other apps of how all that stuff will work. So it is a little bit of a game changer, and now maybe I can get rid of my Rodecaster because I can do all the sound effects through Ecamm, or maybe not. All right, so now enough of my news, bad jokes and bull crap. I'm going to bring on Nick and Sam over here from the Bullhorn platform. By the way, if you're over on Bullhorn, say hello. Big show, Brandon is in the house. I appreciate you, Brandon, for jumping in, being supportive of the crew and myself. All right, so here we go. Now we're gonna swap over and see what these guys are up to. What's going on? Nick, Sam, just one second. Don't talk, because I got your mic muted. Hold on. There we go. Now you can talk.
What's up?
What's hey, going Billy, on, guys?
It's good. It's good. Happy Friday. Happy to be on the show. Seeing your little setup with all the drink a sip of water button. I really enjoy that. But yeah, this is cool. I can't wipe the smile off my face. This is very, very cool.
Yeah, man. This is pretty fun, dude. So I nerd out on all this kind of stuff. And if you're watching this and you're like, what are you guys talking about? Where's Bullhorn at? I put a link somewhere near where if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube or Twitch or wherever, there should be a link maybe not on Twitch, but anywhere else pretty close by. And then I'm actually going to link it over here on Clubhouse. So Nick, what's going on, man? I didn't give you a chance to talk there. I'm excited. I'm drinking bubbly water, which is a huge live mistake, but if I belch, I apologize.
You're good. How are we doing today, Billy?
There we go. That was that drink I was telling you about. Yeah, man, I'm doing good. You
just turn the mic on us whenever you drink. No. Yeah, we're super excited to be on the show. Kind of share with your audience what Bullhorn's up to. I know they might be a little hesitant or resistant to it, considering, you know, you guys creators have so many platforms, but we really believe we got something here that's kind of really helpful for the indie podcaster, especially, and kind of ties into everything together and actually helps them kind of create new interactive content. But I'm getting a little ahead of myself. I don't know if you have any questions, but I can go ahead and dive into Bullhorn to anyone that's new on the platform or new to this show hearing us right now.
Yeah, man. So I want to ask you guys one thing, and I think Sam, you've been there with Bullhorn from the beginning. So there's a bunch of podcast platforms out there, right? So there's, you know, and more now probably than ever, obviously, since it's become a popular thing, maybe due to some famous people getting bought out and all that kind of stuff. But when did the company start? What year did it start? Like 2017?
Yeah. So 2017 was the kind of inception of Bullhorn. It was much different than it is in its current state. So our parent company is Carrier X, and it works in the telecom space. And one of the kind of use cases where people were using our services was radio stations, international radio stations, needed US phone numbers so their listeners could dial into. So that's where we kind of started with audio content. So we kind of did like a natural bridge. We're like, hey, you know, podcasting is up and coming. Why don't we just attach a bunch of phone numbers to podcasting? We did that in radio. Let's just see and check it out. We didn't really put too much intention behind it. We just kind of like put it out there, see what would happen. And slowly but surely we became more ingrained into kind of the podcast atmosphere. We were at first kind of just a listening app. And then as we talked to more podcasters, we really, kind of started to understand their problems a little bit more. Right. And one of the biggest ones was, hey, you know, I don't necessarily know my listeners that well, or I'm not really engaging with them. And to that, that meant that like podcasting is essentially just a one-way street, right? You're putting out audio to many people, but you're digesting it on, you know, they say like the smartphone, it has more computing power than like the Apollo mission, but yet still we're just listening to pre-recorded audio. So we kind of got together and we're like, you know what, let's take a hack at it. Let's try to make podcasting a two-way street and have like video and interactive optionality behind it. So that's kind of like the quick kind of history of Bullhorn. That's where we've arrived at today.
Got you, man. So dude, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm not, some people on Bullhorn are saying they can't hear you guys. No sound from Sam and Nick's end. However, I am getting sound from you, and
we're getting sound from you on the Bullhorn side.
And you're getting sound from me. So I'm just going to double check to see if we're getting sound from you. Interesting.
Are you getting sound from me? Is it just through Ecamm or is it going everywhere else too?
It should be. Let me just double check here. Okay. This is what you do on a live show, guys. You test stuff. That's what I normally do anyway. So hold on. Let me fast forward this.
I know we had it for a minute there.
I think it might just be coming.
Okay, so it's on Facebook side. So I think I'm getting some comments over here. So let me just double check.
Okay, yeah, no worries.
If I can find it, no problem. Yeah, okay, cool. So what's good, Billy from Chris Stone? What's up, Chris? Good to see you, man. And my friend Brent says sound in Facebook. So we're good in Facebook world. So it must be interesting. I don't know why they wouldn't be able to hear you and not me. Interesting.
My guess would be, and I don't know, we might have to test it, is it might just be coming through your head. The bullhorn audio might just be coming through, or the Ecamm, our Ecamm audio is like coming to you in your system and your headphones, but not triggering out or trickling out the bullhorn.
Maybe so. So maybe that would be weird. Huh. Maybe so. I don't know how to fix it. I apologize.
We'll have to draw some diagrams on the whiteboard and see.
Map it out.
Going back and forth and seeing what it is all about. But yeah, besides.
I'll need you guys to just overdub the bullhorn show. We'll have to redo it and you guys can just talk over it and we can put it back out there. Good?
Yeah.
Perfect, all right.
Perfect. Yeah. We'll do it in different people's voices.
Create your own subtitles.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, man. So let's jump into bullhorn. Unfortunately, it's not working on bullhorn. So I'm gonna dip on bullhorn. I don't see any reason of putting that out there. So I apologize, but we can test after the call and see. So man, let's get back into. So you guys originally started out in the radio thing. It's kind of like a call in service. Is that kind of what it was? And now you're like, oh hey, let's do some stuff for podcasters and then where, yes. Take me from there.
Yeah. So the kind of inception of it was, hey, you know, there was a lot of radio stations internationally that needed to be broadcast in the U.S. And if you weren't, like, obviously you can't pick up that radio signal on your car, right? So you could do internet radio and streaming, but there was in kind of like that early teens, like the 2000 teens, I don't know what you call that decade. There was still data limits and data caps, right? And there was a large immigrant population in the United States that still wanted to listen to the radios back home. So we started attaching phone numbers to a bunch of the radios, and we worked with some pretty cool organizations like I believe it was Zeno Radio and like Audio Now and a few other ones. And so we were basically broadcasting international content or international radio content through U.S. phone numbers. And it was super cool. A lot of people really liked it. And there was kind of like some very clunky like IVR or like touch tone commands on it. Like you could skip from radio station to radio station, like rewind and things like that. But it was very, very clunky at a certain point. And then so, you know, as the kind of natural progression happened, everyone was like, hey, you guys should check out podcasting if you're doing so much stuff with like internet radio. So then we didn't take, like, our first step was just kind of like, okay, let's check it out. And we dropped in some phone numbers on some podcasting. Didn't really pick up, you know, every podcaster was excited about it. Like, oh yeah, like I get a phone number. Like, you know how podcasters are. They're like, you're going to put my content into more places. Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
So initially, like, I mean, we got a lot of positive response from it, and we were working with a lot of indie podcasters, and that's kind of what Bullhorn's about. We're also, you know, we're a small company, so we're mainly focused on like indie podcasters. But yeah, that was like our first kind of like dip into it. We didn't really, you know what we were doing. It was kind of like a little offshot. And I think it was like, you know, the URL was all wrong and stuff like that. We moved to like bullhorn.fm and stuff like that. So it was really cool being part of like the, because back then in like 2017, podcasting was really like the wild, wild west, you know. It's kind of a little more true, consolidated since then. You know, you got players like Spotify and Amazon buying up huge pieces of content and other platforms and things like that. But it's still, I think it's still a very hot industry, podcasting. It's just getting a little cooler. I was to kind of put it.
Yeah, man. I think it's interesting too, because I was in a Clubhouse room the other day and we were talking about this. We were talking about like new technology and people creating, developing new apps. And you know, it's always funny that I make this joke and I'm probably going to piss some people off, but I don't care. It's true. It's like, if you started podcasting in 2004, it's like a lot of people have like a chip on their shoulder about new stuff. And you mentioned Spotify, you mentioned Apple. And I think Apple has had all this time. I mean, this was their baby. They had all this time to grow it, to make it valuable, to make it do something. They didn't. Spotify comes in and starts taking up some market share. Oh, we got this gold mine that we've been sitting on, this golden goose egg, you know, now we got to figure out how to do something with it. And I think it's cool that you have companies like yours, like Bullhorn, that is saying, hey, we want to be innovative in this podcasting space and really serve these indie podcasters. And I don't know why these other companies haven't, But I was telling somebody on the phone this morning because they were telling me, they're like, yeah, man, this is kind of cool, these guys. I'm like, yeah, man, I hope these guys freaking plow through and take a bunch of market share because they actually give a rip about the community of podcasters while everyone else is trying to make a buck, man. So I think, you know, that was a part of the thing that I really like about Bullhorn. Sure, I had some tech issues and maybe I don't know how to run audio correctly, and we're going to figure that out. But the vibe that you guys put off is, hey, we are here for the indie podcaster. We do want to provide unique features that no one else is thinking about. And so, you know, that was kind of the thing that drew me to Bullhorn was, you know, someone told me about it. I was looking to do internet radio. I was actually about to get in this whole other world that I didn't belong in to do internet radio. And then my friend over at Podchaser was like, hey, check out Bullhorn. I immediately get on it. Nick shows me a demo. I'm hooked. So let's jump into some of those features that you guys provide. So when people are listening back to this, if they're a podcaster and they like live streaming, but you guys do way more than live streaming. So let's dive into those a little bit. Now, before I do that, is it fair to say that Bullhorn is a podcast player that you can go live on video or video and audio? Is that like a good pitch for Bullhorn, or what would be your 30-second pitch?
My elevator pitch would be that Bullhorn is for content creators to create rich multimedia, whether that's audio, video, or visual. So visual just being kind of like polls and stuff like that. We'll get into that in real time and then distribute to all their channels, right?
Okay, cool.
So they have that real-time optionality. And this is why, you know, we're taking the indie approach just because I love the indie community. I think it's something super special. There's been a lot of companies that come in and try to break up the kind of independent and freeness of like that is podcasting.
Sure,
I won't name any companies because I don't want them to be listening right now. But you know, and that's so funny because you mentioned the kind of old guys from like 2004, right? That have been around. I get their hesitancy and I get their like resistance to it because they've probably seen so many companies come into the space and try to change it.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Yeah.
And it doesn't. Yeah. And it hasn't worked. Right. Or it has worked to a certain extreme. And you just maybe just need to be a $1 billion company. But what we're trying to do is we're actually trying to work with those, you know, kind of old timers or like indies, podcasters, and actually take their content to the next level if they want. Right. We are not looking to change anything that they're doing. And, you know, one of our kind of principles is that like, hey, you can create on Bullhorn, right? You can create polls, you can create images, you can turn on your video, you can have clickable ads. But if you want that content elsewhere, go for it, right? We don't want to kind of lock you in to like a certain area or keep you in like our walled garden, right? The best place for your listeners to, or your audience to actually interact with you is on Bullhorn, right? I get access to all these polls, these like the co-host feature, the call-in is actually the coolest one where you actually have listeners becoming a part of your show and contributing audio to your show, right? Similar to Clubhouse, but there's video, right? And there's polls involved. But the best place to consume that is the Bullhorn. But if you want to send that to YouTube while you're going live, if you want to send that to Facebook while you're going live, absolutely 100% do it.
Yeah, man. Those are, you know, some of the features that you mentioned that I really like about Bullhorn. One, the engagement aspect of, and I think I've read, you know, done a plenty of research on podcasting, and this just seems like one of the biggest issues is discoverability. How do I get found? And then when I do get found, when my audience finds me or I find them, how do I communicate with them? How do I interact with them? And I think that's the one thing that I really like about the Bullhorn platform is you can go live on there, and it's much different because people go, well, I can go live on Facebook or YouTube. I was trying to tell somebody this the other day. I'm like, yeah. But it's like a different experience because stuff is like divided up. Like there's a chat box, there's a questions box, there's the call-in feature that you talked about. And then also on the drop, on the like the asset drop side of, I don't know what else you call it. Maybe you guys got a name internally, but I can put up the poll and say, hey, you like Fruity Pebbles, or you like, you know, like Dracula's chocolate chip cookies or whatever it is. And then, you know, I can interact that way, you know, pretty live, which is what I was the most impressed about, and just dragging these things and dropping them onto a timeline, which I thought was pretty cool. So had you guys seen that before, or was it, did you just like talk to enough podcasters and they go, man, I just don't get enough interaction. Like, how do we increase this interaction?
Yeah, that's, you know, I think two of the biggest problems are is with podcasters that we've kind of talked to, and we're, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of problems, but ones that we kind of set out to actually fix are, hey, we want to know our audience a little bit better, right? Podcasting stats and analytics are a little tough, but like, even to like a more personal level, like who are they? Like, what are they thinking about my specific episode, right? You have a lot of content that goes out, people consume it, and you don't really get feedback on it until maybe a week later. And if they want to contribute to the show next week, right, they got to like DM you before ahead of time. So there's like a little bit of a lag. We want to eliminate that. And then the other problem that we're solving is, you know, like, let's say you have a 30-minute show planned, right? You gotta come up with content for 30 minutes. But if you're interacting with your like fans and your audience, we see that those shows actually go on for like twice as many times. We have like a hunting podcaster, right? And he talks about stuff for 30 minutes, but then he does call-ins and he does polls and there's all these chats, and like his episodes now extend like somewhat into like 2 hours, right? So it's, you're actually building more content with your audience as well.
Yeah, man. That's what I think I love about the live aspect. One, you know, I tell people all the time, like, oh yeah, in high school I was a procrastinator. So I think there's like this sense of urgency that my brain loves of like, oh God, I got to get this done like right now. And so, you know, going live similar to this today, like we're on the call, my tech stuff's breaking all over the place. I can't get it together. And you just have to keep moving. You just got to keep moving in the action, which for some podcasters is like a nightmare. For me, and I guess too, man, like what I love is not just podcasters, but it's like multi-hyphen creators. Like, sure, I'm a podcaster, but I'm also a live streamer. I do some video, you know, it's like I do some video production stuff. And I'm using these types of tools to, one, engage, interact, you know, I coach people, all that kind of stuff. And I can be multiple places, you know, all the time through these platforms. And that's one thing that you guys do, you know, well, as well, as send people to Facebook and YouTube and Twitch and be able to link up those accounts. So man, what is it? Is that the hunting show you talked about? Is that the most popular show on Bullhorn?
Yeah. So they were the first one we kind of brought on, and Nick can kind of speak to it. the host, Luke, he's a very funny guy.
He's a good guy.
Great content, a little R-rated sometimes. They usually do
just a little graphic.
Yeah. They usually go like Friday night and they're always kind of drinking. So it's great. He started out as like kind of like a smaller podcaster, but he records all his content on Bullhorn. So he just kind of does the live episodes and then takes that and he pushes that to his RSS feed after the fact, which is exactly the kind of use case that we want to do, right? We don't want to keep any of the content in like the Bullhorn walled garden. We want to let you kind of be exclusive with that. But he's an interesting use case because he started off and he would get like a couple lives, a couple live listeners, but as he would kind of keep doing it and keep pushing the content out, he's getting, you know, a couple hundred people on each of his live episodes, and he actually just did his 100th episode. So it's really exciting to see that as a use case, and he's kind of become almost like an influencer in that industry among other outdoor podcasts. So now we have a few other outdoor podcasts that just go live on Bullhorn because he does it. So he's almost creating like this kind of use case.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it's great to see. And I want to touch on what you talked about with like the live, and I get why some creators are hesitant to go live. It does expose you and you are kind of vulnerable. And we totally like understand that. So like Bullhorn can still be used as almost like a free Riverside FM where you can just come in, you can record remotely, similar to what we're doing right now, and just record audio and video and use that elsewhere. So you don't necessarily need to go live on Bullhorn to kind of still take advantage of it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha, man. So I get, is that through the private mode? Is that where that would be through?
Yeah. So next week for Podcast Movement, we're releasing some exciting things. So private mode.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So private mode was, we originally designed that to be like, oh, you could record there or you could like test out the Bullhorn product, right? We, you know, working in the tech company internally, you have certain terms that you use, and you realize those terms don't necessarily like translate to like the user base, right? So we're actually breaking that down, say like, oh, private mode shouldn't be called private mode. It should be, there should be recording mode and there should be a test mode. So that's kind of what we're breaking it into for Podcast Movement, kind of releasing this very new, pretty dashboard that we're super excited to share. And then after that, so this summer for the next Podcast Movement out in Dallas, we actually have a really exciting feature coming out that allows, so for podcasters that don't want to go live but still want to have that live interaction, we're actually allowing them to actually upload the file to Bullhorn, whether it's audio or video. And then instead of, you know, trying to create the content live, they can already have it created, but still have their listeners, interact with all that content. And you kind of sit behind, on the dashboard. So it's almost like a fake live, or I like to call it like a premiere. Cause it's like you're rolling the red carpet. You get to interact with everyone. Everyone's enjoying your content, but you're live, but your content's not. It's already kind of a very like polished and edited.
Yeah, man, that's pretty cool. That's going to be a pretty cool feature. So all that stuff rolls out in April, you said?
That one will be, so that premiere will be Podcast Movement. I believe it's August in Dallas.
Oh, so in the fall. Gotcha.
Yeah, fall.
Because I know you guys are rolling out some stuff here in the beginning of the month, I believe. So I look forward to those. I mean, if you want to speak on any of that, cool. If it's still like behind closed doors, no problem.
No. Yeah. We're more than happy to speak on it. So our co-host feature, which encountered a little hiccup just a second ago, that'll be out. And then just the dashboard is just being like kind of like having a complete like cosmetic overhaul. We brought on some great designers here at Bullhorn. The team's continuing to grow, and we're, you know, a lot of people have like a lot of ownership and pride in this product. So it's just getting better. And every day it's, you know, puts a smile on my face to see where it's going. So we got some new stuff coming for Podcast Movement in terms of cosmetic upgrades and then like that recording feature as well.
Okay, gotcha. So my friend Nee over here in Clubhouse, he says, how about the mobile app? So that's a good question. So I've been going live from my desktop or laptop. Is there any plans to be able to go live straight from mobile, similar to like Instagram or any of the, or like Amazon Live, for instance, any of those platforms?
Yeah, so that is on the roadmap. It is a little farther out. We really want to focus on the creators that are using kind of like their studio and their setup first, and then push to kind of the more casual from the phone. There is a way to still contribute and actually like work with live episodes, right? You can, as a listener, you can call in to live episodes from the mobile app. The mobile app really, though, is it's a podcatcher, right? Which is kind of cool. So, and this is why Bullhorn's really specifically meant for podcasters. Any creator can go ahead and use it, but podcasters especially, they have an advantage because their content's already on Bullhorn. So instead of creating like, you know, a new YouTube channel or a new Facebook profile or Twitch channel, you can just roll up to Bullhorn and be like, hey, creating for money, that's my podcast. Boom. And then you're making content around like already like next to your existing RSS feed content. So you don't have to create like a new persona or anything like that.
So man, I know when you do, when you're doing your, you have, cause I'm a user obviously. So I haven't been on that long, so I'm still learning it, but I have an RSS feed. I have a Bullhorn feed. And if I go live on Bullhorn and then I upload this to the RSS feed, it doubles up in the Bullhorn app. Is there going to be kind of a toggle on and off switch or something where I can say, oh man, for Bullhorn, I want the Bullhorn thing, but then I want to be able to put it out everywhere else without having the double up in Bullhorn.
Yeah, there is that optionality where they can, you know, you will be able to hide one, right? I know podcasters are very sensitive with their RSS feed, so that's something that's done manually. We don't automatically recognize that. Yeah, we didn't want to say like, oh hey, this episode's a duplicate, you know, hide it from the platform. We can get into some trouble. I can already see the support emails coming in.
Oh yeah.
About that one.
I don't want to deal with that many support emails. No, I'll deal with the necessary one.
But. Yeah. So that's still like a manual, button right now, but yeah.
For the way it sits right now, because I also have a podcast myself that I started in like November, I think, back when we did the contest.
Yeah. How many episodes are you at right now?
I think I just did my 20, 24th.
Nice.
Or I just scheduled my 24th for Tuesday.
Good for you.
Well, stop teasing us. What's the name of it already? Come on.
So I kind of just changed the name. We went through a little bit of rebranding, and it's called Outdoor Divisions.
Okay, cool.
Grew up in Southern California. I surf, skate, snowboard, all that kind of fun stuff. But then I also love to off-road and camp that I am trying to kind of create a brand around. Like I was saying, the way it sits kind of in the Bullhorn app as of now is both episodes will show up, like Sam was saying, but the one that's published on Bullhorn has this little interactive stamp next to the title of the episode, so you can kind of easily see which one is going to be the Bullhorn and all the interactive stuff and which one's the RSS and mm-hmm. is a little bit more traditional, I guess.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, man, I like that. So now, as far as like creators, because I know, you know, probably like any app, you want more creators to come on. Is there any particular types of content or categories that you're really like, man, if a creator is listening to this, it's in the dog category, we want you guys to come over and check out our platform? Is there, do you guys like kind of keep tally of, you know, what that looks like? Are you trying to diversify, or does it matter really?
Yeah, I can start with the content that's been a little more challenging, or the creators that's been a little more challenging for us to bring on and kind of prove the use case to, is the ones that have like highly edited storytelling, right? So like a serial podcast, right?
Very produced stuff.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say necessarily like produced, but like, yeah, like it's where it's almost like a crafted story with like voice actors, right? That one's it's a little tough to convince them to go live with that content. So that's why we have that premiere feature where they can actually have, hey, you know, you're actually kind of doing like a fake red carpet rollout for the episode and people are joining live. That's a good use case for them. So we're actually working with, there's actually a super cool podcast similar to that, what I just talked about, like the storytelling aspect, called Solar. It's produced by Kurtco Media over here in Malibu. And instead of, you know, going live with that content, what they're doing is they're actually having kind of like talk to the characters post shows, right? So
it's kind of like behind
the scene Game of Thrones stuff where it's like, okay, talk, you know, have discussions. Where do you think the episode's going to go next week? Stuff like that. So if people are kind of hesitant to on it, I just want to think like what their fans need or how they want to interact with their audience. And that's what Bullhorn's all about, isn't that you actually interacting with your audience if you want to have that kind of deeper community connection.
Yeah, man. I like that thought process of like, hey, this doesn't have to be the meat and potatoes. It can be like the dessert, you know, it's like,
yes.
Hey, listen to our podcast, but then come over on Bullhorn and check us out for the after show, or check us, you know, like the next day or something like that. And I see people using Clubhouse like this. Sorry, either my 3-year-olds or my dog always wants to be a part of the live stream. So, but I see Clubhouse being used like that. And I did that the other day because I'm streaming to Clubhouse while I'm streaming to Bullhorn, while I'm streaming to the rest of the places. And then I will shut off Bullhorn. I'll shut off the video, and I'll just kind of hang out in Clubhouse for a little bit and kind of talk, you know, talk to everybody over there, whatever. It's like, you know, because I just feel like that platform is geared to, hey, bring people up, talk to them, all that kind of stuff, versus, hey, I'm talking to the camera, or the three of us are talking to the camera, talking to the audience who's listening for the live stream. So, man, that's a really cool use case that, you know, creators could think about as well. It's like, how do I make this like the engaging platform? I love that idea. It's a good concept there.
Yeah. And that's kind of what it's all about. You know, we just want to give indie creators the ability to be creative, right? And that's what's funny. Like I swear, like every month we kind of stumble into another use case of someone being like, hey, can I use it for this? And we're like, yeah, you definitely can. You should try it out. There's like another example. We're talking to like a kind of, how would I describe them? They're kind of like a small Netflix where they have like TV shows and like movies they create. They're like, oh yeah, we have our own subscription base of like 20,000 fans. We want to be able to actually hold post shows with them. So like we have our highly edited content that goes out on our platform, and we're looking to have interactive content, like talk to them. Where can we do that? So we're actually talking to them about that too. So it's really cool where people are starting to kind of understand, you know, especially kind of post-COVID world. I don't think everyone wants to go back to the in-person events and everything like that, but I think still having that virtual interaction is here to stay, and Bullhorn's kind of looking to foster that for indie creators.
Yeah, man, I love it. I think you guys got a lot of cool stuff going on over there, and if anybody is listening that's a creator, and probably my audience, you're some type of creator, be sure to reach out to Bullhorn and reach out to Nick and get a demo, because I saw it, I signed up, I was like, oh, cool, whatever, but then I really didn't get it until I saw that demo. So, Nick, how can they reach out to you for the demo? And then I want to actually talk about another thing that I get asked a lot about, and we'll kind of wrap up the show with that talk. But go for it, Nick. How do they get in touch with you to book a demo?
Honestly, the support at bullhorn.fm email would probably just be the easiest one. All those get filtered through me anyways. So I'll see those, and then I'll be kind of the first to respond and work with whoever it is to kind of get something scheduled.
Cool. And then also hit us up on social too. Our Twitter is a lot of fun. We're small. We're not as big as some of the other Twitter personalities out there, but DMing us on social goes, great. We'll give you a follow back, start interacting with you. It's great stuff.
All right, cool, man. Now, the last kind of bit of the show I want to get into here, and the last question I want to dive in, which is a question I get asked all the time, is how do I make money with my podcast? And I was surprised to learn that Bullhorn was a free platform, but also has a monetization aspect to it as well. So can you guys dive in and share a little bit? How can these poor podcasters make a little bit of money on Bullhorn?
Yeah, absolutely. So our mentality again is, for the creator, if you're not making money, we're not making money. That's kind of where Bullhorn lies. So to use the platform, to sign up, to actually go live and use all the features, it's completely free. So that's something nice. Now, the catch, there's not really a catch, is like, hey, if you actually want to start making money and create a subscription similar to something, like Patreon, you can actually take any of the features that Bullhorn offers you, whether that be the call-ins, right, the chats, the questions, even the images, right, or like the live video. If you want to put any of that behind a paywall and put a subscription price on that, you can. Now, they have to, your audience has to subscribe to that through the mobile app, right? They would have to download the mobile app and say, hey, I subscribe. And then after the Apple 15% cut, or 15 or 30%, it depends on like the year, I think it's the second year, it's 15. Anyway, semantics. After that Apple cut, you get 80% of all the...
Say 80 or 85? I think it's 85.
Then 85. See, he knows more than me.
I see it a lot more probably.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's the idea, is that, our revenue model is actually when our podcasters or our creators actually start making money.
Yeah, man. I like that. So, because I think that's the thing, and I pay for the software I'm using to do this live stream. I pay a lot of money, hundreds of dollars every year to have access to it. And so I think it's very generous of Bullhorn to say, hey, use our platform, build your audience, on our platform as well, whoever's already here, and then also bring people over to interact, all those kinds of things. And then here's a built-in way for you to monetize. Man, I think that's cool. And, as being a content creator, it's not just, oh, I get this one stream of revenue, it's going to pay me, maybe for some people, but not for me. Like I'm like, oh, I got to start this membership, that thing, this thing. Yeah. Hey, honey, we're going to eat, potatoes today. Okay. No mac and cheese. All right. Just potatoes. As a content creator. So I think that's really cool of you guys to look forward and, say, hey, here's how we can help you monetize and all that kind of stuff, man. I think that's huge. Huge for Bullhorn.
Yeah, and that's the kind of mentality we want to go into it with. And if something's not working, we're willing to change it. We're very startup like. We're very nimble. We got a small, great team, and we just want to make sure whatever we're doing is working. So if anyone's listening to this on Clubhouse, I'm like, oh, we tried out Bullhorn, last month, and it was like a little rough or something like that. I would encourage you to reach out. I want to hear your feedback and suggestions. I'm incredibly proud of the product, but I got no ego. I want to hear all your kind of comments, constructive, nice, mean, or not. Let me hear it.
Yeah, man, I think I've sent some mean emails over there to you guys. You guys have been good.
No, your intro is always very nice. Hey, guys. And then, you know, I'm kidding.
Hey, guys, what the fuck is happening? No, I'm just messing. But no, you guys have been awesome, dude. You know, Bullhorn. And that's another thing, man. It's you're similar to a couple other platforms that I like where you are in the weeds, so to speak, with the creators. It's not just like, hey, here's the platform. Deal with it. Figure it out on your own. But you're like, hey, we're building this for you guys. And mm-hmm. So I'm seeing you even already making changes and micro changes and checking on stuff and testing and all kinds of stuff, which, you know, it's just cool as a consumer, you know, quote unquote, to see that and to really be valued by companies rather than just like, oh, well, you're just this creator. We just need you to come over here and create. But so, man, high five to both of you guys for creating an awesome platform. And hopefully my community is listening and saying, hey, I want to go over there and create live shows or just use it as a recording platform and use the video and audio for other projects. And I think you guys have created something really cool, really unique, and I want to encourage people to jump over there. So before I end, is there anything that I didn't talk about? Because I know we could probably dive into the listener side of it on the app. I think most of my audience is going to be creators, but maybe we could do another episode and talk about some other stuff on the listener side if you guys wanted to down the road. But anything about the creator side of it that we left out that you want to touch on?
I didn't come out into this with the greatest notes. I hit all my highlights. Do you have
any notes? I think that was just about everything I was thinking about.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But yeah, to what you're saying, I would like, before we log off, I want to take a picture of our setup for my mom.
Mom, look, I'm famous.
You know? Yeah. Look, I'm famous.
I should do that on the big TV, mom. Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, we were talking yesterday. It's funny to be on like the guest side of things. We're usually the ones hosting, so it's a fun experience to be on the other end.
Yeah, because you're the man behind the curtain, controlling everything. Yeah. It's nice to be the guest or the talent over here, just kind of talking.
I know, man. I'm used to, but and then here's the funny part. And there's some people in the clubhouse room that was in a room with us last night. But I'm always used to just kind of riding solo. Like, I just bring information, put information out there. And then when I'm going to interview somebody, I'm like, what question do I ask? What's a good, you know, I'm like overthinking the interview process. But it's been good, man. So, and we'll figure out the thing with, you know, my audio setup and Bullhorn. I know I was pushing all kinds of buttons before we got started. So I screwed something up. But if you guys get a couple more minutes, I just want to ask if anybody on Clubhouse here, or anybody that's watching elsewhere has any questions, feel free to either drop them in the chat, or if you're on a Clubhouse, raise your hand, come on up, and we will and we'll do that. We'll answer a couple questions, or these guys will, if you have any. And if you don't, then just be sure to reach out to support@bullhorn.fm. Is that the right email?
Yeah, and they should be able to find that on the website as well.
Mm. Yeah, which is bullhorn.fm. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Well, awesome, guys. I don't see that anybody else has any questions, so I really appreciate you. I look forward to our long-lasting relationship and as being a creator on the Bullhorn platform. And, you know, I told you, like, yeah, I might create a show or two a week, and I think next week I'm doing 5 back-to-back shows, or 4 for sure. It's just too much fun, man, so we'll see what happens. So this is kind of the kickoff of my back-to-back show series, and I got plenty of opportunities to figure out that tech issue that I caused. So be checking those emails.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited for the shows next week, and we'll be at Podcast Movement. So if anyone's listening, that will be at Podcast Movement. Stop by, say hi, take a look at the booth.
Find us. We'll both be there,
and we can start recruiting some guests for you too, Billy. If you need some guests for next week as well.
Yeah, man. Anybody that's catering to creators or a creator. I mean, anybody really, podcaster, live streamer, all the fun stuff. Just looking for people to bring some value to build a community. That's really what this podcast is all about. It's to do stuff like this, learn about different platforms and different tools to help us be better at what we do and be better at our craft. So. Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you guys so much. And that will wrap up the interview part of this. And just want to shout out to everybody who joined us all over the the socials and all that kind of fun stuff. Be sure, if you haven't, follow us wherever you have not followed us yet. If you're on Clubhouse, make sure you follow the club. I started a new club, a little light on the audience, and probably learned a lesson about that. Probably should have handled that a little better, but no big deal. And then also follow the YouTube channel. And if you're on Facebook, you probably already follow me if you're seeing this, because I know it's just my mom, okay? It's just my mom watching. But that is it. And remember, go out there, hit the record button, create something great, inspire some other people. Your message matters. And be checking us out every day next week, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Going to be live right here with Creating for Money, our Monday morning show, or Monday afternoon show, rather. I'm going to be talking to a lady named Nikki, who went from senior executive to having 1.2 million followers on TikTok. She reached out about some other stuff, and I'm like, wait, what? You have what? Okay, you're coming on my show. Let's do it Monday. So she's coming on. I'm going to learn just as well as you. So we'll see you guys there. All right, until then.